तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः। गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोभिनेयु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिता। तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल माय humble obeisances in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Nityalila Pravishyam Vishnu Pashishon Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And same in the lotus feet of Nityalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pashishon Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj.
首先我向我的灵性导师尼特利拉普瓦什阿斯托特萨特须须玛巴克提维丹帕提普加纳黑斯摩古斯瓦米的莲花主题班，同样我也向呢尼特利拉普瓦什阿斯托特须须玛巴克提维丹的双米马哈什的莲花主题班。As
we are giving classes on Srimad Bhagavatam, that really if a man wants to be happy in this world and transcendental world, they should follow pure devotion of Supreme Lord Krishna. And whatever we should do, to please only Krishna. Especially, we should be very tolerant. There are so many obstacles in bhakti marg, but we should not be ghabrana nahi chahiye, not disturbed. Always engaged in bhakti. In Srimad Bhagavat it has been told that there was a father and there was a son. And father wanted to kill his son. He gave fire. He wanted to give him the elephant
feet.
Poison. Throwing from
mountains
and so many. He wanted to burn in fire, but he could not do. Why we are going to speak all these things? And I think that if you will follow the life history of Prahlad Maharaj, you must be a high class of devotee.
Bhakti, 在奉爱这条路上呢, 是有很多呢哈艰难险阻的，但是我们总应该坚持在呢这个奉献服务之中。在圣典博加瓦坛中提到了哈，有一父亲和一儿子，那个父亲呢尝试呢想杀死儿子，那么他把呢儿子呢放在火里面，给他的食物下毒，把他从悬崖上扔下来，并且放在油锅里面炸，但他呢却杀不了他，为什么呢？所以我们今天讨论呢这些命题。那么在追随呢普拉德大军的这个路途中的话呢，我们就可以学习到这些的品质。
Shriman Bhaktivedanta Padmanabh Varajis Refakes History. But I want that we should discuss brief. I want to come in Krishna pastimes.
Om Jnana Chavidandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So now Srila Gurudev is beginning to unfold the transcendental history of the great devotee Prahlad Maharaj.
那么现在呢，Srila Gurudev要展开呢，这个伟大的奉献者 Sri Prahlad Maharaj 这个故事。
There is a very great narration in the seventh canto of Srimad Bhagavatam in many chapters describing this history of Prahlad Maharaj.
那么在圣典国家瓦堂的第七篇里面有很多篇章描述到了这一段的故事。
But we will describe briefly those teachings and the history.
那么我们将简略的就是讲述呢这段故事以及呢这其中的教导。
So Prahlad Maharaj, he was the son of a very demoniac father who was very, very powerful.
那么呢 Prahlad 呢 Maharaj 的话呢是一个非常邪恶的也是呢非常有力量的这么一个为恶魔的这个儿子。
This took place many, many millions and millions of years ago toward the beginning of our universe.
那么这段故事呢发生在呢数亿呢百亿百万年前的，那么是的，一直追溯到我们宇宙呢创造之时的。
So Prahlad Maharaj's father's name was Hiranyakashipu.
那么 Prahlad 大君他的父亲的名字呢叫呢 Hiranyakashipu.
Hiranya means gold and Kashipu means soft bed.
那么呢 Hiranya 的意思呢是黄金那么呢 Kashipu 是呢柔软的船。
What this means is that the ordinary materialistic person in this world, he thinks that the ultimate goal of all life is to have money and sense gratification and sleep in soft bed and enjoy all of these kind of mundane pleasures.
那么一般的物质主义者的话都认为的话在这个世界上城市里面呢有钱有黄金有钱并且呢享受这个物质的快乐包括呢在柔软的床上睡觉等等的那么都是他们所追寻的。
So, this person, Hiranyakashipu, he was very, very determined to become extremely powerful. In fact, he wanted to control the entire universe. He wanted that kind of power.
所以的话呢 ,Hiranyakashipu, 他呢就就说呢他想他非常坚定的想要呢控制呢整个宇宙他想要这种的权利。
And actually, he wanted to become immortal.That he would never have to die.
那么他甚至想追求永生呢，就是永远的不会死。
So with this objective, Hiranyakashipu, he went to this mountain called Mandara Mountain, and he began to perform very severe austerities.
那么心怀这个意图了，那么 Hiranyakashipu 去到了 Mandara 这个山上呢，去做非常严厉的苦行。
Because by this process, he wanted to please Lord Brahma.And to call Lord Brahma to come and give him benediction.
因为他急着苦行呢，想着呼唤呢主 Brahma， 那 Brahma 来到的时候呢，他想要这个祝福。
Lord Brahma is the topmost living entity in the universe.
那么主 Brahma 呢，被称为整个物质宇宙这个物质宇宙里面最高的这个生物体。
So he was thinking that if he could perform austerities, then Lord Brahma could give him what he wants.
他觉得我如果呢做苦行的话呢，苦行的话呢，那么主 Brahma 可以赐我就是他所有的东西。
So he went to this place and he began to stand on the tips of his toes with his arms upraised in the air without moving.
那么呢，他在山上的时候呢，做一种苦修呢，哈，就是说呢，在自甲啊，叫脚趾哈，脚甲啊，脚趾那个脚趾的尖的话呢，啊，点地，然后呢，双手啊，手呢，哈，往上举。
If we try to do that, if we try to do, we can do for a few seconds or minutes, but he did it for many thousands of years.
那么我们如果做这种姿势的话呢，哈，顶多呢是几秒钟哈，几分钟的了不得了。那么呢，他呢却做了哈几千年。
At that time, the human beings could live for up to 100,000 years.
那么那时候呢，人们寿命呢哈是十万年的。
So Hiranyakashipu, he was standing in this pose, and ants began to eat all around his body. And eventually, they ate all his skin, his muscle, and only the bone was left there.
那么 Hiranyakashipu 在呢，就是说脚趾点地这样子的一个姿势呢，站立的话呢，当时这个蚂蚁都把他的肉和皮都吃了，最后呢，只剩下骨头。
But he was so determined and powerful, even in the skeleton, his living force remained.
那么但是呢，他非常的这个坚决的，所以呢，这种时候的话呢，他将他的这个灵魂收入了这个骨髓里面。
And the demigods of the higher planetary systems were watching, and they were becoming very frightened that, oh, he's becoming so powerful, so they requested Lord Brahma to come there.
那么当时高等星宿的傍神呢，目击了这种苦行呢，觉得呢，非常的不安了哈，他们就请求主 Brahma 哈。
So Lord Brahma came there, and he came on his swan carrier. When Hiranyakashipu saw him, Lord Brahma, he poured water from his water pot, Kamandalu, on the head of Hiranyakashipu, on his bones, and suddenly he became very beautiful, powerful body.
那么当时呢，主 Brahma 就骑着他的这个天鹅的坐骑就飞来了，然后他用他的这个壶圣水洒到了他的身上的话呢，他立即获得一个呢很漂亮的完美的这个肉身。
And then Hiranyakashipu paid his obeisances to Lord Brahma.
那么这时候呢， Hiranyakashipu 向了主 Brahma 呢顶拜。
Brahma said, "What benediction do you desire?"
主 Brahma 说你想要什么样的祝福？
And Hiranyakashipu said, "Oh, I want to become immortal."
他说了我想永生。
And Lord Brahma said, "Unfortunately, I cannot give you that benediction because even I myself, although I can live for trillions of years, but even eventually I must die."
那么呢，主 Brahma 说非常抱歉不能给你这种祝福，因为就算是我尽管活了，能够活呢数以兆亿年也呢要死的。
So Hiranyakashipu thought he was very intelligent. He said, "Okay, then give me the benediction."That I cannot die in the day or the night.
那么 Hiranyakashipu 他就自以为很聪明了他就说了，那好吧，那你给我祝福不要在白天，也不要在黑夜死。
And Lord Brahma said, "Yes, I give you that benediction."
主 Brahma 说那可以我可以满足你就给这个祝福给你。
Then he thought, "Okay, let me not die on the land, on the sea, or in the air."
那么Hiranyakashipu 再说了他说要我不要在陆地上，也不要在水里面。也不要在空气中死掉。
Lord Brahma said, "Okay."
那么主 Brahma 说好。
Then he said, "Let me not die by any man-made weapon."
他说要我不被任何人所制造的武器所伤。
Okay, he agreed.
他说好。
"Let me not die by any living being, man, animal, or any other living being created by you in this universe."
那么要我呢不被你所创造的任何生物体所伤哈，包括人和动物。
So Lord Brahma approved of all of his requests.
所以呢，主 Brahma 呢同意他所有这些要求。